Hallelujah. Aren't you thankful to be in the house of the Lord tonight? Amen. Amen. Can we give that to the Lord tonight? He's worthy. Hallelujah. 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 Come on. That's for the Lord. Can we do that unto the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 It's an honor to be here tonight. I do not take the opportunity to deliver the word of the Lord lightly. And I thank a lot of your man of God, his family, and all that they have done thus far here in this city. And aren't you thankful to be a part of the work of God? Amen. Amen. You know, the Lord has a way about himself that he knows what he's doing. I got a yes, sir, and an amen. Amen. I'm sure there's nobody in the building tonight that ever thought that God didn't know what he was doing. The human side of me says, you know what, I've had a time or two that I've thought, what in the world are you up to, God? But I'm thankful he's in control.
Amen.
Amen. And if you've got your Bibles this evening, let's turn to Mark chapter number 12. And we'll begin reading at verse number 42. I want to say it's an honor to be here. I give honor to my man of God, even in his absence. I appreciate the voice of my man of God in my life. I appreciate his covering. If you're here tonight, you don't have a man of God, you don't have a covering, I would quickly advise you to get one. And I kind of know where one is in the building. Amen. But if you've got a church home, then you go back to your home and you submit yourself to your man of God. But if you're here tonight and you're a guest and you don't know where a good church is and you don't know where a good man of God is, I know one. And the church said, amen. Amen. It feels good in the house tonight. Amen. I'm thankful for the presence of the Lord. And I told him, this afternoon, I told him again here in pre-service prayer, I said, Lord, if you don't anoint, there won't be any anointing. If you don't preach, there won't be any preaching. And if you don't help the singer sing, there probably won't be any singing. So this is all on him tonight. And I'm just a mouthpiece. And I know my place. I know what the Lord's put in my spirit. And that's what I'm going to do is deliver what he's given me and get out of the way. Amen. Mark chapter number 12, verse number 42, very familiar portion of scripture. It reads this way, and there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, saith unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. Now, if you want to think this is a setup, it's not. Had no idea of regards to what's going on in this building, no regards to what was going to be spoken before I walked to this pulpit tonight, but I believe that the Holy Ghost is in the middle of what's about to take place. Yeah, I feel that tonight, and I'm just gonna flow with whatever I feel tonight. I'm gonna be obedient to the Lord, and I want to preach to you on this thought. It's just too mites. It's just two mites. I know I've never preached here before. You may have never seen me. It's all right. Just don't look at me too long like a mule looks at a new gate. All right? You're going to make me uncomfortable. Amen. I feel like the Lord's going to have his way tonight, and I want him to. How about you? Would you put your Bibles down tonight? Would you lift your hands along with your voice? And let's just ask God to help us these next few moments of time. Come on, let me hear you pray. God, I love you tonight. I worship you tonight, God. I need you, Lord. Walk among us tonight in this house. We thank you. Thank you for your spirit, your power. God, we're believing, Lord, that your way will be accomplished and established in this house. Let thy will be done in this house tonight, God. We are thankful for the opportunity, Lord, to worship, to praise, to exalt thy name. But now, thy word will go forth, I pray, and know that it will not be returned void. But let us not be just hearers of the word, but let us also be doers tonight. Anoint my lips of clay tonight that I may follow and be obedient to thy spirit tonight. And we're going to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Could you clap your hands unto the Lord tonight? He is worthy. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God bless you tonight. You can be seated. Surrounded by others, all following the same pattern and procedure. Seemingly not wanting to be noticed nor made aware of, she slips through the crowd, holding what some might frown their face and look down upon. But to her, it was nothing to be ashamed about. It was nothing to feel guilty about. In fact, it was everything that she could have scraped together just to make herself available for the opportunity to be a part of this particular moment. In her heart and mind, there was no turning back. There was no saving it for a rainy day. There was no thoughts of, well, it'll be okay if I just give half. It was her two mites to give. I can only imagine the sense of thankfulness just to be a part of the ceremony. I can see it now as they sit within the tight grasp of her hand, as to be somehow misplaced or dropped before the opportunity presented itself to invest. A small crack of the corner of her lips as a smile began to develop as she moved ever so closer. Now, if you would, let us pause in the moment in this story. And let us fast forward thousands upon thousands of moments and opportunities later to invest. But it's just two mites. It is apparent that you and I are willing to spend time on this flesh to do what we have to do when we have to do it. We go to the dentist to improve our teeth and we spend an hour. We visit the doctor for a checkup and spend 1, 2, 3 hours and sometimes more. Some people even sign a waiver and allow themselves to be cut open, hoping to resolve the issue that has caused them to visit the doctor in the first place. We go to the mall and we buy one item and sometimes spend up to 2 hours of what we determine we have need of. Some even take their pets to a vet hospital or groomer and spend several hours going and coming because it pleases their natural state. Whatever other items, internet, social media, entertainment that you have come to your mind at this point and portion of the service, they are similar. So many things take up our time because we have deemed them necessary. We say we don't have time for spiritual development, but close calculation reveals that we actually do have time. We honestly don't need to make time for other items in our lives because of value that we have attached to them. Therefore, I believe what is needed for a bridge from heaven to earth is value. What we value, we invest in. I said, what we value, we invest in. If we value the Bible, we will read it. If we value prayer, we will pray. If we value God's presence, we will search for Him. Value is often based on need. If we get sick, the doctor becomes valuable. If we get confused, the Bible becomes valuable. If a crisis occurs, seeking God becomes valuable. As the need increases, so does the value. But I have to make it up in my mind this evening. There are people under the sound of my voice that we must make it up in our minds this evening that I have to decide that I'm going to be all in. Let's just be honest tonight. While others may outpray me, it's just two mites. While my worship may not look like the next, it's just two mites. While my Bible knowledge may not be up to speed with my neighbor, it's just two mites. I'm going to grab a hold of what I do have, and I'm going to invest it in the kingdom. I'm going to go to prayer with what words that I do know how to say, and I'm going to invest. I'm going to open up my Bible and pronounce and mispronounce, but I'm going to invest. We cannot look at our surroundings, and I can't look at my neighbor on down the pew and look for validation with where I am and what's going on. I've got to look unto Him, and I've got to look in this word to see where I'm validated and where the measuring stick is. I don't know about you, but I'm not going outside of the church. I'm not going outside of His presence looking for somebody's stamp of approval. I'm looking at the Word of God. I'm looking at the presence of, come on, I feel Him right now. I'm looking for validation from the Holy Ghost. I'm looking for validation from one of these 66 books. I'm looking for the Spirit to validate who I am and what I am. While others, and there's some in the building tonight, and I promise you, I'm going to get there. You just hang on to your seat. I'm coming where you are. While others around her probably thought she had no business even being in the same room as others, God looked down and He said, "She's giving it her all. There's no turning back. There's no, I'll give it my all next Sunday. There is no, I'll wait till the first of the year. There is no, well, when the next revival comes around, that's when I'll give." But God looked down from the great corridors of heaven, and He said, "I see somebody that's willing to give everything they've got just in order to be a part of a moment." I don't know what the devil's been telling you. I don't know what your neighborhood's been telling you. I don't know what your coworkers have been telling you. But the very reason why you're in the building tonight is the two mites that you're looking down at your hand has put you in the moment where you are right now. I told you I'd come down where you are, but I'm telling you right now, there's some folks under the sound of my voice that you're looking down at the palm of your hand and saying, "It ain't much.
Come on.
It ain't a whole lot.
Come on, brother.
But
But she looked down in that thing, and while she was in line with all the rich and the uppity and those that dug into their storehouses and says, well, I can give this much because I got plenty more. No, I'm not just talking about money.
Come on.
It's a shame. I hope there's none here, Brother Crosswhite. I hope you've got none here. But we've got people on the pew that says, well, I don't sing like that one, so I'm not even going to try. I don't play like Sister So-and-so and Brother So-and-so. I'm not even going to try. And all the while, those two mites are sitting there in their hand. And they're saying, you know what, it's just a little bit. But I'm just wondering tonight, if we take another look in the palms of our hand, we'd take another look in the mirror, we'll take another look and go back down that neighborhood that said, you'll never be nothing, you'll never be worth anything. And I just wonder tonight if God could look over the balcony of heaven on somebody tonight in this building and say, they just got a little bit, but I wonder what I could do with it. They just got a little bit, but I wonder what they would happen if they put it in my hands. All I know tonight, if there's there people under the sound of my voice that you're looking in the palms of your hands, you're looking in the confines of your world and your home and your mind and your spirit, and all these things are broken and busted and battered and bruised, and the list could go on and on again. And I understand what time it is. I understand that there's school and work tomorrow. But what's trying to take place in this house is God is trying to rearrange someone's value system. God is trying to readjust someone that looks in the mirror and says, I know I'm nothing. I know I'm nobody. But I wonder what would happen if I get in the hands of the Master. I know what it's like to look in the mirror and think it's hopeless. I know what it's like to look in the mirror and think, well, you know what? I don't preach like so-and-so, and I don't do this like so-and-so. I've been there. I've done that. I understand those things, but I know what it's like. I know what it's like to look in the palms of my hands and say, it may not be much, but if I would just release what I've got. I've got to know that my tight grip on just those two little small things that I'm ever holding on to so dearly and saying, you know what, I don't really know that I want to let it go, because really if I give this, then I don't have any more excuses of why not. If I don't let go of this, I still got a reason why I go back to what I'm trying to get out of. If I don't let go of all these things, and if I hang on to them, then I've got justification within my mind and my spirit why I keep going back to the neighborhood, why I keep going back to the cigarettes, to the drugs, to the alcohol, to that relationship. I got justification because, you know, it's just two mites anyway. What could the Lord do with a broken home? What could the Lord do with shattered dreams? What can the Lord do with brokenness? And all that I have in the palm of my hand is just the remnants of a past that I thought would lead to a greater future. But it just seemed like after every turn and every corner, it seemed like to be another broken promise or a shattered dream. And now I look down and I'm left with just two mites. What do I do with that? What do I do with that? It don't even make a dollar. It don't even make a penny. It ain't worth nothing. And you're looking down in the palm of your hand, and some of you are trying to hold back the poker face, and forgive me for a worldly terminology, but that's the best way I've got it, is that stone face that I can't let anybody know that I don't have it all together. Elder, I can't let you know that my suit and my tie is just a cover up for the two mites that I'm hiding. The haircut and the nice fixed hair on the ladies is just really just one of those things that I'm making sure that I look the part so that nobody knows that really in the palms of my hands are just two mites. Come on. just two mites that I've held on to for so long that I don't know what it's like to not have them in my purse. I don't know what it's like to not have them jingling around in my pocket. Some of you elders in the building, y'all have that one pocket knife that you don't go nowhere without. I don't care if it's church. I don't care if it's a funeral. I don't care if it's a wedding. You're going to dig in that pocket and there's going to be some loose change in there and you're going to pull out a knife. More than likely, it'll probably be a case. Some of them elders are going, yep, I got it right here. And some of you, I ain't trying to be ugly tonight, but I'm trying to be point blank, and I ain't got time to beat around the bush. I don't know if I ever come back. But I'm telling you right now, you're fumbling in your mind, you're fumbling in your spirit for where it is. I got it. Okay, it's still there. I still got an excuse. I still got a reason to. Is it really that valuable to you? Does it really hold that much memory that you'd miss a moment? My God, you'd miss a moment with the Master. This, I understand it's a Listerine thing. And you'll appreciate this even more if I come and pray for you tonight, I promise you. I'm going to get away from that up here. I'm going to come down where y'all are. Is it really that valuable to you? Does the memories of the brokenness and the batteredness and the words that were spoken to you that told you that you were a nothing and a nobody and you'll always be that way, is it really worth that much to hang on to it? Come on, let's be real tonight. I know y'all are nervous right now. Y'all, where's he going? We don't know his style. We don't know his flow. I understand all that. I don't know how y'all are either. But I'm going to be me and y'all better be y'all. But is it really that valuable to you? Does it matter that much to hang on to it, to say, you know what? I don't want to be a part of what's going on around here. I just want to hang on to this. And so now, this means more to you than an encounter with a Master. This right here means more to you than the future that God could give you. This right here means more to you. I'd rather hang on to brokenness than be fixed. I'd rather be hanging on to addiction and be bound by the bottle and the cigarettes than rather be delivered and walking out of here with peace and joy. This matters more. And all the while we're holding on to these things, the King of Kings is walking by going, who wants to invest? Who wants to invest? He's not even looking at your bank account. He's looking at the two mites that are in your hand that represent whatever they represent tonight. And they're saying, you know what? This has gotten me here. Let's just be honest. What got me here may not be the real reason why I'm here. But what got me here is really not the point now, because you're here. The point now is will you let go of what got you here? Oh my God, I feel the Holy Ghost. The brokenness got you here, but will you let go of it and be made whole? The barrenness got you here, but will you let God till the ground and plant some seed? Come on, the batteredness got you here, but would you let God heal you right now? Come on, the words spoken to you that beats you down in the middle of the night, that goes over and over in your mind, that's what got you here, but will you let go of it? Would you give it to God tonight? It's all right. I got all the time in the world. I got probably the farthest drive. I don't know, but I probably got the farthest drive. And I'm still considered a young man, I hope. I've got pretty good energy, pretty good stamina. As long as the batteries don't fall out in this microphone, I'll keep reaching and I'll keep preaching
until the Holy Ghost says stop. But all the while, I see that stone face on you, sir. I see that stone face on you, ma'am. And it may look good to everybody else, but I know that behind that mask, there's something that's going on in that brain of yours. And you're saying, you know what? Maybe it's not worth it. Maybe it's not as valuable as I thought it was. I just wonder tonight, is anybody willing to let go of a memory that's held you prisoner for too long? God, mercy. I just wonder if anybody would let go of the reverberated words that keep rolling over in your brain of that one person that you thought that loved you, but never really loved you, never really cared about you, and kept telling you you are nothing and a nobody. You're going to be sorry like your daddy. You're going to be sorry like your mama. You're going to be nothing like all your kin folks. But I'm just wondering tonight, if that verbiage that keeps rolling over your brain, there could be a pause button. And you say, you know what? I'm going to take the tape out. And it may just look like two mites to the neighbor over here, but it's everything to me. It's everything to me. And there's people, there are people under the sound of my voice. And I know you probably wanted something to hang from the chandeliers, but I'm telling you right now, there's a shift that's trying to take place in some lives and hearts of people, that the next level that you're trying to get to, you cannot get to because your hands are wrapped around. It's hard to worship when you're holding on to something else. It's hard to take a hold of what God's trying to do when your hands are on something else. It's hard to grasp the future when you're holding on to the past. Is there anybody in the building tonight that would say, you know what? I'm tired. I'm tired of holding on to it. I'm tired. I know some of you are like, well, come on, you done beat the dead horse. Come on, let's get to something else. No, I'm not getting to nothing else because I'm at the heart of the matter right here, right now. I've stumbled on something in the Holy Ghost, and I'm just trying to rock the boat enough that you'd be willing to not wait on an altar call. You'd be willing to not wait on somebody to tickle the ivories. You'd be willing to not wait on somebody to tickle the tambourines. But you'd say, you know what? I'm tired of the imprint in my hand. Is there anybody? I'm tired of the imprint in my hand. I'm tired of replaying the conversation. I'm tired of letting the wound open up again. But that, sir, that, ma'am, is the very reason why you're in this service right now. It's the very reason why your hands are held captive. It's the very reason why your mind's still in turmoil. It's the very reason that I walked in the building tonight with the message that I thought, Lord, what in the world? But I had no idea what I was finna stumble onto, but the Holy Ghost did. And I've come to tell you right now, I'm sorry if you were looking for a hot shot message from an evangelist. I don't do that kind of thing. But I'm telling you right now that there's something that's trying to take place in the hearts. And some of you are saying, oh, it's just a Listerine thing. There are people under the sound of my voice right now that are responding, that are moving, and the Holy Ghost is touching them, and God's going to change them. But there's too many still that are left out there, that are straggling, that are still trying to justify. They're still trying to shrug it off. They're still trying to push it out. And they're still trying to say, I'll wait. I've gone this far. I can keep going. I've fooled them this long. I can keep going. I'm telling you right now, sir, ma'am, the Holy Ghost is not fooled. The Holy Ghost is not fooled. The Holy Ghost is not fooled. God has walked in the building tonight to heal, to mend, to put some Holy Ghost ointment on the wounds that all the while you thought didn't really matter, weren't really any value. God. I don't know about you tonight. I don't know about you tonight. But wherever you are, the Holy Ghost is coming to you. Wherever you find to take a knee, to bow a head, to lift up a voice and say, God, God, it's just the two mites I know. But Lord, it's held value, more value in my world than I need it to be. God, let me let go of it tonight. God, let me. It's brought me this far. It's held me captive this long. God, help me. Help me be delivered tonight. God, help me be healed tonight. God, help me. God, help me to be whole tonight. Come on, all over the building where you are. If you don't want to walk to the front, that's fine. But find a place to pray. Talk to God. Say, Lord, allow me to release the grip from my hands tonight. Come on, tonight. Tonight. I can't wait for another moment. Come on, let me hear you pray. Come on, let me hear you cry unto the Lord. God, I may be that old widow woman. This is all I've got, God. This is all I've got, God. I've been hanging on to this, justifying it, making sure it was okay. But it's not. It's not, God. It's all I've got. And I'm telling you right now in the Holy Ghost, if you will give everything that you've got that you're holding on to, there are some things that are coming. Oh, my, there's some things that are coming. Come on, lift your voice unto Him. Lift your voice unto Him. Pray. 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 I'm asking you tonight, and I don't mean this rude. Please don't be casual. Please don't just go through the motions of another prayer. Please don't go through the vocabulary checklist and say, well, I said all the necessary things I needed to say. No. No. Look down in your hand. Look down in your mind, in your spirit. Call it out. Say the name of it. Speak life into your life. Speak life. Come on. Come on, it's time to call it by name. Come on, whatever that two mites is that's in your hand that's been holding you captive, it's time to get in line tonight. It's time to say, God, I'm letting it go so that I can invest in the kingdom. Come on, wherever you are tonight, call on Him. Come on, wherever you are tonight, call on Him. Come on, you matter to the King. You matter to the kingdom. But God don't want you halfway invested. God wants you whole. God wants you healed. God wants you strengthened. Come on, maybe you're here tonight, you don't know what to say. Just say what you feel. Say what's in your heart. Say what's in your mind. Say what you've been holding on to that you don't want nobody else to hear. Come on, if it's a whisper, that's fine. But let's be honest. Let's be open with God. God, I feel like I'm not valued. God, I feel like my past is weighing me down. God, I feel like these moments that I've had with other people, these encounters that I've had with hurtful things, God, I've held on it to long enough, God, but yet I'm here. I'm in the middle, but God, I need to invest. I got to give everything I've got. God, I need to be whole tonight. I need to be whole tonight, God, because I know that my future relies on my completion. My future relies on me being healed, on me being whole. Come on, if it's your mind tonight, I want God to heal your mind. If it's your heart tonight, I want God to heal your heart. If it's hurt tonight, I want God to heal the hurt. Come on, if it's words spoken that's run a dagger through your mind and through your back and through your heart, I want God to heal the knife wound. Keep praying, but I want you to listen to me tonight. If there are some things that's transpired in your world that you've got alt against somebody, before you can ever be healed, there's got to be a forgiveness. Come on, before the hurt can ever be healed, there's got to be a forgiveness. And I want you to wholeheartedly, if they're in the building, walk to them, tell them, say, I forgive you. Or if they're not here, if they aren't in your past and are long gone, they never showed up again, I need you in your mind and your spirit, say, God, I forgive them. God, help me to be healed tonight from this. God, help my word. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. Come on. I forgive. I forgive the one that spoke against me. I forgive the one that ran the knife in my back. I forgive the one that tried to destroy my character. I forgive the one that tried to run me off. I forgive because before I can ever invest, I've got to be whole. I've got to be complete. Come on, lift your voice right here, right now. Come on, God, I need you to minister. God, I need you to, come on, I need some prayer warriors to pray right now. Come on, I need some people following the Holy Ghost. You guys do as your pastor has instructed. You guys do as pastor has instructed. You follow the Holy Ghost tonight. You begin to pray. Come on, I need some elders tonight to lock in for me. I need some elders tonight to lock in the Holy Ghost and begin to pray fervently. Come on, there's some moments that matter right here tonight for our future. Come on, I can't walk into our future of this church and the revival that God's trying to pour out halfway whole. I've got to be complete. I've got to be complete in my mind. I've got to be complete in my spirit. I've got to let go of some things. Come on, sir. Come on, ma'am. It's just two mites, I know, but it's got to be your everything. It's got to be your everything tonight. Come on. Come on, it's got to be your everything tonight. Come on. Come on, I need some elders tonight to lock in. Come on, I need some young people tonight to lock in. Come on, we've been talking to God. We've been pouring our heart out. Come on, now let's let the Holy Ghost begin to move among us and begin to open ourselves and begin to touch, begin to heal, begin to minister. Come on, God can heal the brokenness. God can put the pieces back together again. Come on, some of you thinking, well, I'm too broken. I got too many pieces scattered all over the place. It's way more than two mites, preacher. That's fine. God's able to complete you. God's able to put you back together again. I don't care how far they're scattered. I don't care how far they're broken. I don't care how many pieces God can put you back together again. Come on, I don't care how wounded you are. God can heal you in one moment, in one service. Come on. Come on, let's talk to God. Come on, there's still people reaching. There's still people reaching. If you've never had the Holy Ghost before, begin to talk to God. Tell him, God, forgive me of all my sins. God, forgive me of all my sins, all my past mistakes, all my failures. God, I need you to touch me right here, right now. Begin to repent wholeheartedly and allow the Spirit of the Lord that's moving among us right here, right now, to begin to touch you. And that Spirit's going to be flowing over you, and your lips are beginning to tremble. There's some funny words going to try to come out. Let the Holy Ghost begin to pray through you. Can we do that right now? Can we reach to Him? Come on, all over the building, let's pray. All over the building, let's pray. Come on, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I want to be completely invested. I want the ability to be completely invested. I want the ability to let nothing hinder me from stepping into my full potential with God. Come on, let's give Him everything we've got right here at this altar. Let's give Him everything we've got right here tonight in this altar.
Jesus is home.